Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is 9:36, and November is National Adoption Month. Of course, for many of us who have children that we've adopted, it is a very special month. And we would encourage everyone to look into adoption or possibly even being a foster parent. Joining us right now is Heather Craig. She is with the Foster and Adoptive Care Coalition and also a foster and adoptive mom. Heather, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yes, absolutely. Hello.
Hello. My adopted daughter, Kaylee, my love, is 20 years old today. So very exciting. Before we get to adoption in general, I wanted to touch on foster care because you are the Foster and Adoptive Care Coalition. What are we looking at right now as far as numbers of adopted children in the St. Louis region? I know over the years it kind of goes up and down, but has spiked a little bit higher over the recent years.
Yeah, right now we definitely at the Foster Care and at the Foster and Adoptive Care Coalition are really, really pushing our families to look into fostering. And so right now the number of children that we have in the foster care system is just really on the rise. I work for a program called Respond, and our specific mission is to recruit more African-American foster parents for children that are in care. And right now, 70% of our children in care are identifying as Black or African-American.
What are your biggest needs right now? What can people do to help you? Adopt, foster, volunteer, a combination?
Yeah, a combination of all of it. We really just ask for your support. Fostering is not for everyone. Adoption is not for everyone, and we understand that. And so we are just asking people to go to our website, foster-adopt.org. There are a ton of volunteer opportunities on our website. If there is any time that you have to lend a hand, we definitely would appreciate it. We have our holiday wishes that are being posted, and so we want to make sure that every child in care is able to have a desired Christmas gift. We have birthday buddies, and so we want to make sure that our children receive birthday gifts for their special celebrations also. There is a slew of different ways to support.
I remember a couple of years ago talking to the judge in charge of the foster program in Jefferson County, and because of the opioid epidemic, their numbers of kids in foster care had just exploded, and they were having a very difficult time placing kids because they didn't have enough foster homes, and the kids were having to go 50, 70 miles away from their school and their friends. Is that a situation in St. Louis? What is the matchup between the number of foster parents available and the number of kids who need a home?
Yeah, there is still a large deficit. I don't have that direct number, but there's still a pretty large deficit. Our foster homes are just exploding. We are always looking to increase the number of available homes. We definitely find it really unfortunate when children have to leave their communities and be placed in homes outside of their comfort zone. And so, yeah, those numbers are definitely not matching up at all.
What age range are we talking about here, Heather, when it comes to foster children?
In the state of Missouri, children can be in care from birth all the way up until age 21. Our greatest need for foster parents is for our teen age group, and definitely at least those children over the age of 7, and also anyone that is open to sibling groups. We really try to keep our siblings together.
Can you give us an idea of what it takes to be a foster parent? What do you have to do? What is the process? And who would make a good foster parent for people who think, well, I don't know if I would be good at it. I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, well, we definitely aren't looking for perfection. Our foster parents do undergo 10 weeks of training. That is the largest part of it. It's called our MoCares training. And then there also is a home study process. And so our foster parents are fully background checked. We make sure that everyone is CPR certified. There are various other trainings that we do with our foster parents, such as safe sleep trainings to make sure that they know exactly how infants should be laid to sleep and things like that. It really just, if it is something that is in your heart, give us a call. We definitely can talk more in depth about each individual situation. But if there is something that makes you feel like, I just don't know if I'd be good about it, although I really would want to, we'd love to hear from you.
Well, so it is hard work, and you go through the training, and you have your children, but you may have a question after that. You have a care line, I understand, don't you?
Yes, yes, we do. We definitely have a care line. And so if you are experiencing any troubles, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to us. We have an amazing team of people that are always willing to help.
Let's talk a bit about adoption. I don't know how common it is for people to adopt their foster children. I know a lot of times it's just a temporary placement while the biological families figure things out. But should people go into being a foster parent under the assumption that they could adopt a child? And I also ask because I adopted both of my children internationally, which is very difficult, if not impossible these days. So a lot of people who are wanting or thinking about adoption sometimes don't really even know what avenues are available anymore.
Right. Yeah. We definitely don't want a family who wants to foster or who thinks that they just want to adopt to kind of look at it from that silo. Our goal for all of our children in foster care is reunification. So we are really hoping that those families are getting the support they need to thrive so that those children can return home. When that does not happen, then yes, children can be placed for adoption, and then an adoptive family will be sought. There are avenues, however, for families that are just looking to specifically adopt from foster care, and we are able to talk to those families about that as well. But at the Foster and Adoptive Care Coalition, our goal really is to try to help support foster families in providing temporary homes for children that are in care.
This is Heather Craig, Foster and Adoptive Care Coalition. What other resources are available, Heather? I mean, I run through the list in my head of all the needs. I mean, you have to be able to communicate with educators. You have, I'm sure, clothing needs and other needs as well. Does your coalition help with that?
Yeah, absolutely. We have an amazing educational advocacy team, and they are really there to help support families through any educational needs. So if you have a child that has an IEP, if you feel like you are at an impasse with an administrator and you really need some professional guidance and help with that, our educational advocacy team is amazing. In regard to clothing, we definitely have a few resources for that. So we have Resource, and children are able to get free items of clothing from Resource. So foster parents are able to give us a call and say, hey, I've got a little one coming into my home and I don't have any clothing items for that. Would you be able to support? We absolutely will. We have a diaper closet. And so if any of those homes have little ones and they are needing some diapering supplies, we have those as well. Our upscale resale shop, Refresh, is also in full swing. We encourage everyone to come out and shop at our store. All of the proceeds go right back to helping kids in care. We also take donations for both of those. So if you have any children's clothing at home that you want to part with or any adult clothing that you're needing to part with, we gladly accept donations.
And where is your Refresh store?
Yeah, we're located at 1750 South Brentwood Boulevard. So we're right on the corner. We have a green awning. A lot of people say that you can't miss us. So it's a really great location.
I read just recently that Missouri is in the top 10 for the number of foster kids. And it's probably the smallest state on that list, which was kind of surprising. You know, you'd expect California, Texas, Florida, they were the top three. But Missouri, I think, came in eighth for the highest number of foster kids. So obviously there is a great need for these kids to get help and support.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, it's not a great thing to be known for, but I definitely have faith in our community and with just outreach and you all bringing awareness to the issue that we can help turn those numbers around.
Well, it's our pleasure. 1750 South Brentwood Boulevard, by the way, in case people don't know, I guarantee you've driven past it.
What corner?
It's across the street from Whole Foods.
Oh, okay.
And Target is basically in your backyard, right, Heather?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, very popular and high traffic area. So once again, thank you very much for being with us. Heather Craig, Foster and Adoptive Care Coalition, with us on KMOX. We appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you both.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.